Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Hashtag Be Inspired by She Heals. How are you doing today? I hope you're good and I hope you're well. And I hope you remember to give gratitude to God for waking you up this morning. Priceless. Well, today I want to talk about something and that has to do with becoming you. Now you're wondering, what is she talking about? But I will tell you. For a long time, some of you have been somebody else. You've woken up in the morning, seen yourself in somebody else, done what somebody else is doing, trying to become who somebody else is. But now I think it's time for you to come back and become you and be who you are. Well, before I go into this, I'm going to tell you a story of two friends, and I hope he blesses you and makes a difference. Well, Lara and Ola were best friends. They grew up in the same neighborhood, you know, went to university together. And when they graduated, Lara decided, look, I want to be a fashion designer. Ola decided, well, I want to be a caterer. I'm going to bake. I love baking. Baking is my passion. I'm going to bake. I'm going to cook food for people. And Lara goes, well, I'm going to sew and I'm going to design. So the two ladies put the certificates aside, started the business, and were next door to each other. As the year went along, Lara's fashion designing business began to grow. But Ola's business didn't. It was quite slow. And then after a while, Ola's business began to grow. But Lara got celebrities to come and make clothes with her. So soon she was making clothes for everybody in the film industry. People came, they wore clothes. And Ola was doing really well too. She baked, she cooked. People loved her food and she was thriving. But the thing was, she felt that Lara's life was more glamorous because Lola was invited to parties, she was in magazines, things were going well for her. You know how it is, she had this fame thing around her. But Ola's food was going well, she was baking cakes and doing things. But she felt, no, this is not enough for me. So she said to Lara, Lara, please, why are you watching me like this? Look at you. Every day you're in parties, people are calling you, they're coming here, today I'm with this artist, tomorrow with another one. You're just all famous in the newspapers and everybody's talking about your designs. But me, people are coming to eat my food, yes, and it's going well, but not like you. So I want to go into fashion too. And then I was like, fashion, but do you know how to sew? I said, no, it doesn't matter. I have enough money. I will set myself up. And Lara said, look, my darling, food is what you know how to do. Look, why don't we just sit down and see what we can do better and see how we can get your food to the next level. Maybe now you should start cooking proper food rather than just baking cakes and biscuits. But Ola was like, no way. Why are you doing this to me? Because you're making enough of money and I'm not making. If you sell one item, you make 10 times of my one plate of food. I said I want to go into fashion. Why don't you want me to be like you? So they had a quarrel and she stormed off. The next thing, she went to another area. You know, she had a shop next to Lara before. She went to another area and decided to open a fashion shop. So she went out of the country, brought in designer tailors, the same way Lara did, and decided to start to sew. Well, people trickled in once in a while. But she couldn't make it. She didn't understand what was going on. Meanwhile, Lara was thriving. You know, and then she thought, what's going on? She started to sew, run around, struggle, do so many things. One month she'll get a few clients, the next she won't. Then she started to sew half of the price that Lara sold and began to advertise that way. But even though Lara was much more expensive, people still went to Lara. Ola did that for years, for 5-6 years she's struggling. Meanwhile, Lara was thriving. Everything was going fine, the clothes were selling, people kept coming. The more she increased the price per design, the more people came to pay. Ola, the more she decreased her price of selling, nobody came. Well, a few people came, but nothing compared to Lara. So after a few years, she then went to a ritualist and said she had a friend called Lara and that this friend was in this business of designing, and she was doing so well and she was selling food next door, and she begged this friend to please show her how she's making money, that she should please let her be part of the fashion. But the friend said, no, stick to your food and pray and you'll make it. And now that she has a shop, her friend has done something diabolical to her, so she's not selling. So spiritualist consulted his voodoo or whoever he did, and then he looks at her and says, Ola, do you want me to tell you the truth? And Ola goes, yes, please do. And he said, it's not your friend Lyra. She has nothing to do with it. Her destiny from heaven is to be the best fashion designer ever. Your destiny is food and not fashion. So this thing does not need any sacrifice or any juju or anything. All you need to do is go back to what God ordained you to be and you'll be fine. And Ola got cross with the man and said, go away. You don't know anything. I'm telling you, this is what I want. And she left. Then she went to a Muslim cleric and said, sir, please, I'm here for you to help me. And she repeated her story about Lara driving, she going into it, and Lara diabolically stopping her from driving. And the man threw something down, counted his beads, cited some pages in the Quran, and said to her, Ola, do you want me to tell you the truth? And she was pleased to. This is not a matter of Quran citing or anything or praying. God has ordained you for something else, and you're chasing after somebody else's dream. And she goes, oh, what's wrong with you? You are the same. And she left again. This time she went to a Christian person. And when she got to the Christian person, the man said to her, Ola, I don't know where you've been. I don't know who has been talking to you. But you see, Lara, she was destined to do what she's doing. You're only trying to be a copycat. And you know copycats don't go a long way. You're going to be one step behind her all the way. It's not going to work for you. Just go back and be the food seller that God created you to be. And your future is bright. Soon, you're going to be catering for presidents and governors. Just go back to that and just wait. Sometimes some other people's destinies are faster, some are slow. Yours is coming. You're almost there if you can just hold on. Forget this fashion thing. Go back to selling clothes. But Ola would not hear of it. And as she left, she got so angry. She said, what is wrong with all these people? I thought you people were spiritual. I thought you could help me. So while she was lamenting, she called her friend and told her friend, do you know any strong herbalist, somebody who can do some miracles and change destinies and all that? And her friend said, of course I do. Let me take you to one. So they went to this guy, called himself a spiritualist from India, and he said to her, oh, what do you want? Said, I want to be like my friend. I want you to take everything I have and make it to be the best fashion design. I want to bear that my friend. She's stolen my glory. She's using my glory to make money. Doesn't want me to make money. So the spiritualist said, can you get me something that she wears? So she decides to go and get something that Lara wears. Anyway, she goes back to Lara, and Lara is surprised to see her and welcomes her with open arms and says, oh my gosh, it's good to see you. How are you doing? And Ola says, I'm fine. I'm sorry. I came to apologize to say sorry. So anyway, one thing leads to another. And then she goes to her, can I have that dress that we have, the same one? I want to give my designers to make something similar. So Lara innocently goes in, brings out a dress. And Ola takes it back home and drops it on the bed. When she wakes up in the morning to go to the spiritualist, she picks up the wrong bag. Now, the bag that has her own dress is the one that she actually picked up. So she gets the spiritualist, he conjures something, and it tells her to come back the next day and gives her the dress to go and wear. So she goes back home, puts on the dress, and incites this thing. He says he should recant or whatever, and that's it. Not knowing to her that she's actually wearing her own dress. So what he's done is giving her back her own destiny. Anyway, to cut the long story short, she goes back to fashion designing. Things go totally wrong. And after a while, she loses all her money. They repossess the shop she has. And she decides to start doing the little small shops, like meat pies and stuff. And this lady comes and buys some and says, oh, your small shops are so delicious. My friend, the governor's wife, is having her son's birthday. Would you like to make some small shops? And she goes, okay, yes. And she gets some little money, makes some small chops, and everybody loves it. And from there, people begin to order. And before you know it, she becomes the caterer of governor's wives. Now tell me, it took her years to go round in circles to realize what God has actually put in front of her. God designed Ola to be an amazing caterer, to cater to governors and presidents. But she decided that, oh, no, Lara, because Lara was getting famous and making dresses for celebrities. That's who she wanted to be. She wasn't ready to wait for her time. Now the thing is, when God creates you, everybody's time is different. Have you never heard them say, don't look at somebody else's clock to do what you need to do? A lot of you decide that I have this map, I have this GPS, I know where I'm going. Rather than focus on going there and getting there and doing well on where you're going, you decide that Mr. A or Ms. B has a better way and I'm going to go there. Everybody's paths are not the same. I mean, you all know, if you're going to India or you're going to UK or you're going to America, are you going to go on the same plane and face the same direction? Of course not. Those going to America probably face east, and those going to this place will face west, and some will have to face central. You go different directions, but you all get to where you need to get to. Now, the idea is to home in on what God has created you to be. Ask Him, God, who am I? I want to love me. I want to do the things. When you do the things that God has created you to do, you will thrive and succeed and be the best at it, rather than waiting and following in somebody else's footsteps. You're not going to know where they're going. If they're going into a ditch, you're going to follow them into a ditch. If they're going into a ravine, that's where you're going to go. But if you just decide to sit back and follow the path that God has created for you, love who you are, be you, be happy. This time, do you and be happy. All that energy you spend on trying to be someone else, why don't you expend it on yourself and try to be you and see how your life will begin to turn around for better. So my darlings, all I'm saying this morning is stop chasing other people's destinies. Chase your destiny. Focus on who God has made you to be and become the best. And you find out that when you're doing that, you begin to thrive and amazing doors begin to open unto you. You know I love you. Yeah? So take care. Have a wonderful time. This is Shea Hills checking out. God bless. Bye.